This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? It's been a long time, hasn't it? Since me and you have, you know, spoken whilst I've been seated here in this vehicle about pertinent topics relating to life in general. Today, as the title suggests, I just want to make one point really, because this is a very common occurrence. It's so common that it doesn't just affect Muslim communities, it affects all kinds of communities, right? And what is it exactly? Well, I'm talking about one thing that if you do, you can destroy your marriage, you can destroy your family, okay? And you need to get this right. You need to have principles in your mind that how am I going to approach this thing? Because people get this wrong all the time, right? And to lesser or greater extents, what is this thing? I'm building the suspense here, but what is this thing that we're talking about? I'm talking about how do you sort out the conflict between, say, for example, your family, i.e. your mum, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, on the one hand, and then your spouse, your husband, and your husband or your wife, on the other hand. Yeah, how do you do that? Because this is a very complex situation. You've obviously got allegiances to your parents. You obviously love your parents. In Islam, obviously, you've got your religion, yani, dictates that you've got to be very good with your parents. But at the same time, now you're married. Do you get it? So you don't want to break your family, but at the same time, you don't want to hurt your parents. So this can become, or let's say, for example, your siblings. This can become a very tricky situation. How do you sort this out? Well, the Quran actually provides solutions, okay? The Quran provides solutions for this. And the solution in the Quran, if you look at chapter 4, verse 135, yeah, for example, but there are other verses which we can mention. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. It's simple. It says that, O you who believe, be upright, standing with justice, even if it's against yourself, or if it's against your parents, or those who are close to you. Okay? Now, this is the first thing. And the kind of same messaging is repeated elsewhere in the Quran. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَأَعْدِلُوا وَإِنْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَىٰ. If you speak, then speak the truth, even if the person is close to you. The main thing here is that you've got to speak the truth. Like, for example, if there's injustice that's happened, okay, you cannot side with injustice. It doesn't matter who done it here. So, for instance, if your father stood up to hit your I don't know, I'm giving you an extreme example, but he stood up to try and hit your husband like this, you know, or you know, your husband is walking in the street and, you know, he sees your mother and she doesn't even greet him. She doesn't even say assalamu alaikum to him. She just gives him the cold shoulder, for example. Or, like, I'm giving you some freak examples here that most people wouldn't do these things, most decent people. Or, for example, on the flip side, if the mother-in-law, which we see a lot of the time happening, the mother-in-law, which is basically, let's just say, your mum, she's bossing around your wife, okay? Let's say she's bossing around your wife as if she's the husband. Do you get it? And this happens a lot in the culture, a lot of the cultures in Islam, Muslim world, I should say. Well, now the mother, she's like bossing around the woman and telling her, do this, don't do this. And she'll shout at her. She might even swear at her. She might even do these kinds of things. And the guy just sitting around and watching this happen. And he's like, yeah, but she's my mum. What do you expect me to do? I'm sorry to say, what do you expect? You're a protector. You're meant to stop that injustice from taking place. What do you mean, what do you expect me to do? This is wrong. You're wrong. If you're allowing your wife, that's meant to be now under your care, to be humiliated, you know, by the parent, okay, and you're not even getting involved, you're not saying any words of justice, you know, then you're not fulfilling your responsibility as a man. So the point is that, number one, it has to be, you have to side with justice. No one is going to deny this. So if some injustice is happening, at least, I'm not saying that you should go flagrantly against your parents, because that could destroy a relationship. Okay, I understand that. But at least stop the injustice. مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِيَدِهِ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. You know, whoever cannot, he sees an injustice, let him change it with his hand. If he can't, then with his tongue, if he can't, then with his heart. Or at least feel it in his heart. And that's the weakest of iman. Long story short, on very clear cases, then you just have to make your position clear. At least your partner. Say, look, my position is that this is injustice, this is wrong, and I side with you, not because it's you, but because this is injustice. I'm not siding with you against my parents or my parents against you because one or the other, because it's them. I'm siding with you because of the fact that it's injustice in the first place. I'm siding with justice. I absolve myself from the injustice. I free myself from the injustice that you guys have perpetrated, and so on. If it's clear. Now, there are issues, and I'll caveat all of what I've just said with this. There are issues where clearly the situation is more complicated, okay? It's not as clear as the examples I gave, where someone is not saying salam, or someone is bossing the other one around and swearing and abusing, and the other one is doing this. It's not as simple as that. Sometimes the situation can be more complicated. I accept that that proposal. However, in those situations where it's more complicated, and you don't know what justice is and what isn't, or there could be two interpretations and two sides of the story, then you got to refer that to someone higher. Okay, you might want to go to a person of knowledge and ask them, what's the Islamic position on this? Who's on the haqq and who's on the batil? Who's on the truth and who's on the falsehood? And if it becomes clear by asking many people of knowledge that this guy is on the truth and this person's on the falsehood, then you have to stick with the truth. Now, let me caveat once again all of this by saying that this is different from asking the question, who is more worthy of obedience? For example, for a woman in a household, is it the husband or is it the parents? The answer is the husband. That's a different question. That's ijma. This is consensus on the matter. I'm not asking, this is not an issue of obedience here. We're talking about conflict resolution. We are talking about siding with the truth. We are talking about oppression. Because frankly, no one can use the obedience card to talk about, to justify one's oppression. Otherwise, Fir'aun would have had the strongest argument. Well, his wife said, Rabbi, najjini min Fir'aun wa amali wa najjini min al-qawm al-zalimin. That, oh Allah, free me from Fir'aun and his people. She sided with justice over injustice. That's obviously a very clear example. So you can't use the obedience card as a husband to override all of the complicated issues. If you've done injustice, then your wife doesn't need to follow you in that injustice, or let alone obey you in it. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق, as the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, that there is no obedience to the Creator and the disobedience to the creation. Sorry, there is no obedience to the creation and the disobedience to the Creator. So, in a nutshell, how would you sort this? What is the problem and what is the solution? The problem is this, is that we have complex relationships and sometimes we can be stuck in the middle of them. Either your parents, your siblings on the one hand, and then your spouse on the other. And it can be very difficult. But if you set a precedent, okay, of always siding with what you consider to be the truth, then these both sides of these equations, all right, they won't play you about, because they know that. But if you mess around, that you're not gonna have the luxury of being sided with unconditionally. There should be no unconditional allegiance if falsehood, okay, becomes part of the equation, if injustice becomes part of the equation. The only unconditional allegiance you should have and I should have is that to the truth and to justice itself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.